Oh, y'all not sharpening your swords on this.
Yeah.
Right here. I'm like, that's good. That's cool. Everybody got their leg. I'm just so used to it. Like Tuesday was one of those nights that I was so used to where it's very few nights, like, with y'all there, I'm comfortable and I can walk away from the stage.
Yeah.
Because I know y'all going to keep the crowd in it.
Motherfuckers
ain't going to be spitting some whack shit.
Yeah.
But that's about 20% of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time I have stuck on that it's, stage
it's like
this motherfucker's
so,
so bad.
Yeah, like.
I gotta stay up.
And to be honest, that's another thing with me is like it don't really encourage me to want to get up there and just up there acting.
Yeah,
but see that's the thing.
But see if I'm like at a party or something, everybody freestyle, like, nigga, I'm in that shit. Yeah. But like a setting like that, I'd just be like, I'm just gonna show you.
But I just do it because I love it. I can't stop. I can't.
No, this Tuesday.
But as you're better at this than
I am. Tuesday was it's me. I want that freestyle game, feeding up the energy and just stop. And that was good. That was a good thing,
right? Boom. Yeah, me and my man, I keep forgetting his name.
What, Knife?
Knife, that's, yeah, Knife. Man, every time I go behind him, like, that's he had me so ready. And he sang with me sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's the thing I've not noticed with a lot of the rappers. They don't know when to stop.
They don't.
Yeah.
No, they just keep going and going. And then the rappers behind them, they don't know when to just come in. They ass off.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's being like super.
And I'm one of the rappers. Your voice got to ring. Once your voice rang, okay, I back out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you, even if you come in and you still low, I'm not gonna stop rapping because you're not commanding the crowd to
take it. Then some people, they'll have all the energy there and they'll be right here in the city. You can't hear nothing but
because they don't know how to use a mic. Like, dude walks in there with his own mic.
Yeah. Oh, what's up with him? Anything I heard? I don't know what to deal with, but
so whack on the mic.
It was niggas from New York rapping about robbing banks and all that shit.
They've been had names to rap.
When did the mainstream media and the radio stations and everybody who feeds us that shit separate that shit?
They've been had gangster rap, man.
I'm not.
You know what got that attention? The fact that they made the song Fuck the Police and the feds got involved.
I'm not saying they didn't been have gangster rap. I just said the same thing that you just said.
No, you didn't.
I said it was other rappers from New York and all rapping about robbing banks and all that before them boys. They've been had rap.
Okay,
what
his
name? Cool C.
Are
you
still going back and we saying the same
thing? I'm asking you what point that they changed, separated and made a different genre of rap.
When certain people.
When NWA came out, it was gangsta rap. That's when they changed. That's when you start hearing gangsta rap.
No, that's the name they gave it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the name they gave it. They changed it. They gave us another genre of rap. That's all I'm saying.
But it was already rapping. You already said
it was already rapping
by the street. So.
But when they gave us different genres, you got to look at how niggas came out and started doing shit different. That man Eazy-E was the first nigga to come out like selling his own CDs about
making
shit
out a model. We came so far. It was certain shit can't be done. You can't say shit changed. We was evolving.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They was the first to do. It's always the first time for something, bro.
That's the whole point he's saying, though. That's the question. Like,
that's
at
all.
What point did it change?
So I ain't debating you.
So now you asked me and didn't answer this.
Because you want to let me answer that. I asked you and you kept saying.
I never answered you. So
you never let me finish because you kept saying.
You better stop doing my mama child like that.
I said, when was the thing changed?
Nothing to you.
You said.
You see how your brother doing it?
You said when? You said shit changed when Scarface something. And I'm like, no.
Doing a podcast.
And then we.
First one to really start, you know. Everybody else didn't have R&B on their shit. You know, Brenda's got a baby, shit like that day. Here, somebody sang in the hook.
That was
everybody
the 90s, right? Tupac came in the 90s, right? Tupac came in the 90s. That's what I'm saying right now.
That shit is so funny.
We already got one thing in two episodes.
Tupac came in the 90s. So that's when things started evolving after that. And once the folks saw that they could separate that shit, my nigga, they just... You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Hold up. I ain't like
that. That's how you see
I got
me.
One story. I got one in there, but it ain't the actual disc.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? But I invested in the case and all. It look pretty. I want to give you a special one.
You and your brother, that ain't for game over me.
All right, get up out of this.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I miss
all of them. We ain't ganging nobody.
We ain't ganging nobody. I'm on
Came up with a bill. You want a bill?
No, I don't want the bill. I want my own.